The Warriors wrapping up their five-game road trip facing the Pacers in a Monday night matchup in Indy, and Stephen Curry with an impressive array of three-pointers, six total trays on the way to a game-high 26 points. DeMarcus Cousins with 22 points and six rebounds on the evening. Kevin Durant motoring his way to 16 points and seven assists. Klay Thompson delivering 16 points as well, driving strong to the basket all night. And off the bench, Kevon Looney, a career-high 15 points as the Warriors take it. 132-100 the final.
Unbelievable trip. Just a really good way to finish it, too, with everybody playing, everybody contributing, leading from start to finish. And I was a little worried about this game. Just, you know, everybody's anxious to get home. But we finished off the trip the right way, and it's great to see.
When was the last time you remember your team this focused, you know, on a day-to-day, game-to-game basis?
I don't know if we ever have, actually, including tonight. But no, I'm just kidding. We've been more dialed in the last month than we have for sure all season and for much of last season even. You can just see, you know, that the turnovers are down. You know, we're just more conscientious as a group, and guys are moving the ball, 39 assists tonight. So we're in a good groove. We're in a good place, but got to keep it going.
Coach, you guys have is there something about Steph's picking his spots that is just you've noticed this year that you like more that's led to his incredible efficiency numbers?
No, he's just – honestly, he's just being himself. I've been watching this for 5 years. You know, he just he's got this skill set that you can't really fathom. You know, the step back three at the end of the first half, I'm sure somebody's already done how, you know, exactly how far it was. I don't know. Anybody know exactly? There it goes, 33-footer. Like it's nothing. And it doesn't matter, you know, time, score, he's always one shot away from being on fire. And, you know, when you've got Steph and Kevin in that mode of being, you know, aggressive and attacking, obviously it puts a lot of pressure on the opponent.
What progress did you see tonight with DeMarcus to get up to 31?
I just thought, you know, he got a lot of work done inside tonight. He scored more hoops around the bucket than he probably has combined over the first, you know, four games. So some of that was game plan. You know, we wanted to run a couple sets to try to get him the ball in there to get him used to that. And some of it was just, I think, him feeling more comfortable with his conditioning and his game.
Is that kind of your ideal script to go to him a lot at the start of the fourth when KD and Steph are on the bench?
Yeah, yeah. You know, obviously every minute counts with our team and with DeMarcus trying to get him comfortable with the group around him and vice versa. And so I liked, you know, playing him, you know, with Sean and Andre. And with Draymond out tonight, we slid Quinn into that spot to get an extra shooter, which looked good too. So he's really coming along. DeMarcus is really coming along, doing well. And, you know, tomorrow we'll have off. And he was a little sore today, you know, just training camp style sore, nothing injured, but just all these games, you know, from 10 days ago till now. So he's a little achy, but he'll have tomorrow off and get back to work on whatever day it is after that.
What was the reaction on the bench when he went down in the first quarter?
We were all really concerned. We didn't know what was going on, but he... You know, when I went out there, he quickly said, I'm all right. So, relief more than anything.
Steve, from what you know about this Pacers team, obviously with the Vic injury, just being fresh up under a week, did it seem maybe that, you know, missing the scores that they didn't have with Tyreek out, but mainly just that big, you know, heart of the team not there, did it seem they were a little bit, you know, less energetic or a little bit, you know, I guess lackluster in terms of what you know about them?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think they're... obviously reeling a little bit, you know, without Victor, and, you know, to have such a great season going and to be playing so well and then to lose a guy like that, it's a devastating blow. So you don't just bounce back immediately from that. And with Tyreek being out, you know, another playmaker, penetrator, so they were down, you know, two guys who they count on heavily to make plays. So it's a lot to overcome, especially against our team, the way we're playing right now with everybody healthy.
What do you think of Jordan's spot start?
I thought Jordan was great. Gave us a really good energy, good patience offensively. You know, he attacked when he needed to. He rebounded well, made a couple nice passes. Really good minutes from Jordan.
Steve, you guys obviously haven't lost since that Houston game at home, start of the month. How much, if at all, do you think that game and the way it played out at the end helped refocus everybody and get them rolling the way they have been?
I don't think that's a big factor for us. I think we just sort of, you know, took care of business the next couple of games, and I thought the schedule was kind to us. You know, we had a couple of struggling teams come into Oracle. And we've been searching for momentum all year, and we finally put it together. But I don't think it has anything to do with the result of that Houston game. I just think it's more the timing and circumstances. Everybody's healthy now. It's fresh and exciting having DeMarcus back. You know, Draymond and Clay are both playing at a really high level. It's just all come together on a big scale, so more so than anything else.
Theories on why Clay is suddenly dunking so much. I think it was like 8 dunks.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll ask Zaza. I'll text Zaza, see what he thinks.
You notice Steph's reaction? And you like fell?
Steph's crazy. Steph is nuts. He's just nuts. I don't know what that was. He just literally fell, rolled around like a cockroach on its back or something during the middle of the game. I love Steph. All right, thanks a lot. Thanks.
The Warriors now return home as Thursday night they will host the 76ers at Oracle Arena. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.